Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
We're really pleased with this morning's half-year results. It's the first time Double H Ireland has returned to profitability for 5 years and has been very much the aim of everything we've put in place despite the challenges the market and the environment has thrown at us. The highlights for the first half are that group revenue is up over 15%. That's despite a small decline in wealth management revenue, which is really due to the performance of the market indices. Corporate broking, of course, is up an enormous amount during that period, and both areas have performed profitably throughout the six-month period. That gives us a pre-tax profit of 0.33 million versus a loss of 1.44. And importantly, we've been able to add to our cash. Our cash is over 5 million, which is versus around half that amount at this time last year. That's significant for us because it adds to our capital ratio, which is so important in our sector, which is now above 15%. So in the first half, wealth management has seen a challenging and very busy time. In this time, we've restructured the business, leaving us with a really robust framework for what we're looking to aim to do going forward. During that period, we've increased the amount of discretionary funds under management, which is the most attractive part of our business. We've also left ourselves with a much more clean platform, including the sale of the Isle of Man office. This has allowed management now to focus on growth and scale within the business, which we will do both organically and by other opportunities. The highlights for the corporate broking department in the first half have been that we now stand with over 80 corporate clients. During that period, we've completed over 30 transactions and raised over 100 million for our clients. It's also included WH Ireland completing its largest ever IPO, a £25 million raise as sole broker. We also won our largest ever corporate client with a market cap of over 1 billion. I'm optimistic about the prospects for both wealth management and corporate broking, starting with wealth management. So the prospects for wealth management going forward, we think are very positive. We're aiming at growing our assets under management. We're looking to grow our discretionary funds under management towards 3 billion. And at the same time, look at initiatives for brand, product and distribution. We will do this by building a pipeline of potential hires and look for other opportunities to help that scale of growth within assets. The prospects for the corporate broking business in the second half and beyond are exciting. We continue to hope to execute a series of wide transactions for our clients. At the same time, we continue to aim to increase our client base. Currently 80 clients, we aim to grow to nearer 100. We'll do this by continuing to raise money for them and to look after them the way we have, and at the same time, look at opportunities to hire high caliber people within the sector. The aim over the next 3 years, subject to market conditions, will be to look to double the revenues within the corporate broking business. So in summary, I'm very pleased with how both sides of the WH Ireland Group have performed in the last 6 months. We've experienced extremely difficult market conditions. However, both areas and the group as a whole has performed very well. Therefore, I look forward to the future with a lot of optimism.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.